You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill. Tell you what amazes me about the difference, more than anything probably, between wealthy people and poor people. I'm trying to avoid that in this course. We say less wealthy people. Poorness is something that other people would decide, but I'm talking about people who would like to be wealthy. Wealthy people carry on reading, studying, learning, even after they leave school. People who don't tend to be wealthy leave school and never read, learn, watch the news, study in any way, shape or form whatsoever. First of all, if you don't learn, study, etc., you will never ever see new opportunities. And there's never been so many opportunities as there are these days. The internet in the last 5 years particularly has opened up so many opportunities. The ease of travel has opened so many opportunities. The laws and rules of commerce and being able to take money internationally on the likes of PayPal have been so easy. Amazon FBA, you look at YouTube and stuff like that. So easy to make money on those things. But if you don't know about them, if you don't look at them, you don't study, you don't learn, you'll never do that. And the wealthiest people are constantly looking for new ideas, constantly looking for new improvements. Remember that if you've got maybe a 5% increase in your wages, that's a lot of money. Imagine if you own a sizable business and you can find a way of improving that by 5%. That's a huge amount of money. So we're always looking at new machinery, new techniques, new ideas, ways of introducing new staff, getting ideas from staff as well is always a good idea. They're always reading, studying and learning about new ways of improving both themselves and their business, all looking for new business ideas that they can either bolt onto their existing business, we're back to multiple sources of income there, or they can start a new business, or they're hearing about a business that's perhaps failing, that they could take over very, very cheaply. Again, a few of you can get together. There's lots of ways of doing that, but it just fascinates me that people who see that I still read, I've got books at home, I'm studying, and I get on a train and I'm reading in my Kindle, I go to a restaurant and if it's bored or I'm out at a business meeting or something, I'll pull a book or a leaflet out, I'll buy Fortune magazine, Forbes magazine, Entrepreneur magazine, get all those things, I read them and I study them and I learn from them all the time. And that's what wealthy people do, they're always learning and studying. You should do the same. Thank you for listening to Talking About Business with Alan Hill. Don't forget to download my free daily newsletter at mynewsletter.online. That's mynewsletter.online.